is taking the Holy Gospel of today from St. Matthew. At that time, Jesus said to his disciples, "You are the salt of the earth. But if the salt loses its strength, what shall be salted with? It is no longer of any use but to be thrown out and trodden underfoot by men. You are the light of the world. A city on a mountain cannot be hidden. Neither do men light a lamp and put it under the measure, but upon the lampstand, so as to give light to all of the house. Even so, let your light shine before men, in order that they may see your good works and give glory to your Father in heaven. Do not think that I have come to destroy the law or the prophets. I have not come to destroy, but to fulfill. Amen. For amen, I said to you, till heaven and earth pass away, no one yod or one title shall be lost from the law until all things have been accomplished. Therefore, whosoever does away with one of these least commandments and so teaches men shall be called least in the kingdom of heaven. But whosoever carries them out and teaches them, he shall be called great in the kingdom of heaven." When the Father and the Son and Holy Ghost, amen. Take a seat. So, dear friends, it's a great, great feast of St. Anthony. And we know his great devotion to the Blessed Virgin Mary and his zeal for the conversion of souls and the salvation of souls led him to baptize so many in the Indias and perform so many miracles, because he had the faith, the zeal to show the truth of our Lord Jesus Christ coming upon us to save us, and wanted to share this light with us. So this is why so many people converted, because our Lord, because he was so faithful, that decided to shine through St. Anthony. Even we know those events of the fishes, nobody was willing to hear St. Anthony that day, and he received inspiration to turn to the sea, to start preaching to the fish, and they start going up on the water to hear St. Anthony. That event is very telling, because in that miracle, our Lord is telling the light will be shining always, but to those who doesn't want to hear or don't want to, they're not interested in the light of God, they will not benefit out of it. So even the fishes will be witnesses of this great light, divine light of God in his doctrine, telling us that if we don't have the light, it's our fault, basically. Even the animals, like the fishes and or the donkey, which was bound to our Lord Jesus Christ in the Blessed Sacrament, in order for St. Anthony to prove the divinity of our Lord, and the man who challenged St. Anthony converted. Yes, the miracle was that the donkey was given no food for 1 week, and the challenge of this man who didn't believe in our Lord, in the Catholic religion, in the real presence of our Lord Jesus Christ, he challenged God, and God answered through St. Anthony. So he said, if the Blessed Sacrament going in procession outside the church, if my donkey adores the Blessed Sacrament instead of going to eat his food, which he's hungry for 1 week already, if he does that, I will believe in the real presence of our Lord Jesus Christ. So what happened was that as soon as the Blessed Sacrament came out from the church, the man released his donkey, And the donkey instead of going to eat, which is normally what the animals do, and he went, the donkey went to adore the Blessed Sacrament, bowing his head to the Blessed Sacrament. The same principle, the same teaching, that the animals see the life of God in the sense that they fulfill always the will of God. They always obey God's law, and whatever God wants from them, they will follow. Animals. Of course, animals are not safe. They die completely they don't survive at all, an animal, when they die. They disappear altogether. But this event is tremendous. Because man doesn't want to see the light. This is the point of the sermon and also of the gospel of today. So God sends his son, our Lord Jesus Christ, the light of the world. And according to the prophecies, this light is dark. O sea, not because God has been hidden, but because we don't want the light. See? So you remember in the Apocalypse says that the sun will not give his light? It's because man is not interested, is not seeking truth. And the moon will be in a bloody red manner, the bloody moon, according to the Apocalypse also, which means the moon is Our Lady, who reflects Our Lord Jesus Christ's light the whole time, in the midst of the darkness especially. So she is covered with the blood of Our Lord Jesus Christ because she's at the foot of the cross suffering. Because men despise Our Lord, crucifies Our Lord again. So she's carrying the cross of Our Lord also, but as a co-redemptrix, suffering, yes, a sacrifice in her soul for our sins, and because the despising attitude towards Our Lord. So the concept of light is very important. So when our Lord tells the doctors of the church, in this case San Anthony, you are the light of the world. So the light cannot be hidden. So it has to be in a lamp stand to shine upon anyone, everybody. But we will have this light if we are interested in the light, if we seek after light. So you notice this is precisely the problem. People is led by appearances. So if they don't see the light, humanly speaking, they don't follow. If they see a light according to their own opinion, they will follow. So that means that people is not interested really in divine things, but it's really they are interested in human things. And the light of God is divine. So what I wanted to focus today was precisely in this point, because St. Thomas Aquinas said the following. He said, when we ask our daily bread, that means two things. He said, first, our daily bread refers to the word of God, the light of God, by which we dwell in God, we please God, and we move in God, and we act as a children of God. But that light is why our Lord said, he said, he who is with me never shall hunger, and he who believes in me never shall be thirsty. So our daily bread, our strength first is the truth. It's the word of God. It's our faith, our doctrine. It's that light which fills up completely with God's love. It's firstly, our first approach to God is as we said yesterday, a true faith. So our daily bread first refers to doctrine. Don't forget about that, because doctrine is not just knowledge. This is the mistake of many Catholics. I read about that, they say. No, it's a human way of looking at doctrine. We must look at doctrine, divine doctrine, as God sees it, doctrine. So how we should be seeing doctrine as a sword of two edges, as in the Gospels. Meaning that the Word of God is not just knowledge, but it's a grace attached to it. So God's love, God's presence, God's help is present in His Word. This is why the main food for us is always doctrine, light, truth, which in itself is enough to fill up with a strength, with grace, with help. If you notice, this is the way the Old Testament patriarchs and saints were moving. They will be following the truth and be faithful to God in the will of God, and that was enough for them to be saints, to become saints. They never received communion. They never went to Mass. For example, St. John the Baptist. St. John the Baptist never went to Mass once. He never received Holy Communion. And St. John the Baptist precisely was the one who pointed out to our Lord. His mission was to prepare the way of our Lord, but first by doctrine. So he was the light, to prepare the light, to receive the light by doctrine, by penance, the cross, as we said yesterday. So St. Thomas Aquinas says, okay, the first food is precisely doctrine. In fact, St. Anthony de Padua, he has his tongue incorrupt. After 30 years of being dead, he was taken out and for the process of canonization. And his tongue was as fresh as a living man, completely incorrupt, the tongue. So our Lord rewards St. Anthony in front of our eyes, of the eyes of the church, telling us that St. Anthony was a doctor of the church, means a light for the world in his doctrine. By saying the most important in St. Anthony was that he was light, and therefore he was a reference, a point of reference for anyone to follow God. It's why the miracles of our Lord, the miracles of St. Anthony, point out that he was full of the Holy Ghost. So the intention of God was to point us to follow St. Anthony. Because a doctor of the church precisely is known because they don't have errors in the doctrine. So it's fully light. This is why when we have masses on the doctors of the church, we have the gospel of the light. You are the salt of the earth and the light of the world. And saying also, those who are faithful to doctrine, to the last title, that's Jota, they will be the greatest in heaven. So saying, those who are light for the world are those who help me the most for the conversion of souls, graces. So again, the priority of doctrine upon the rest. Upon sacraments. Because sacraments rest upon doctrine. I could not look for help and sacraments if I am not solid in doctrine. If I am not faithful in doctrine. In the faith. It's again what we said yesterday. It's why our Lord, after he said that he who believes in me shall not thirst. After that, he explained the mystery of the Holy Eucharist. They're saying, okay, the first food is my word, my light, my truth. And after you receive it and you are faithful to it, you have to know that I will be keep feeding you not only with my truth, but with my own body, soul, blood and divinity. In fact, this is the reward for all those who have the faith. Because our Lord said, it's impossible to please God without the faith. He who doesn't have the faith cannot please God. So, but those who have the faith, God fills up them with his own blood and body and soul and divinity. And all the Holy Ghost and the gifts of the Holy Ghost and all his treasures. Again, the conditions in the qua non doctrine. Faith. This is the banner of our spiritual ephemera. It's what makes someone great, a great saint. It's in the gospel of today. Those who are faithful to the least of the world of the doctrine, it will be called the greatest in the kingdom of heaven. But he who despises a little tittle will be called the less in the kingdom of heaven. Again, the importance and the priority of the word of God in order to please God, in order to receive his treasures. So first comes fidelity to the faith. And therefore fidelity to the commandments, of course, because that goes together. But first is fidelity to the faith. Because if we don't have fidelity to faith, we are saying that we don't believe that Christ is God. And therefore we cannot grow in hope, and therefore we cannot grow in the love of God. This is why it's the condition sine qua non, the fight of the truth, for the truth, for the light, for the glory of God in his truth, in his word. If we have to trust, dear faithful, that the word of God always will be the greatest treasure, the greatest weapon, the most important in life. We cannot stop. No one of us, no one of you can stop studying your doctrine. The passage 10 says, every day, at least half an hour, we have to study our doctrine. Deepen to read the saints. Especially the doctors of the church, which are at the top because of their doctrine. You see? In order to follow their holiness, we have to follow their doctrine. We cannot separate doctrine from holiness. This is very more the heresy of Americanism precisely does that. Americanism is a heresy which separates holiness from doctrine. Thinking that if you receive sacraments, if you do good things, regardless of doctrine, you are good. You receive graces. You are going to be saved. You are going to be a great saint. No, of course not. It's Americanism, liberalism, practical things. Just do this, do that, this apostolate, and don't worry about doctrine, and you will be fine. This is a very American mentality. In general, not everybody, of course, but you have to know that. It's a heresy of Americanism. It's why they look for practical things. But whatever is out of the box, as they say, they are not interested. Only what they see. Only the practical things. That's precisely to prefer the fruits of the tree rather than the tree. You see? Remember, the tree of life is the cross. And the fruits of the cross is precisely the sacraments, Our Lady, and the rest. All the merits of our Lord Jesus Christ. But Catholics, especially Americans, they will go for the fruit and to despise the tree. Because what appears, what they, practically speaking, what I'm interested in the apple, to eat and to have strength. But they despise the tree, which is the cross, the source of apples or the graces. This is why we don't pay attention to apples without considering the tree as the most important than the apple. Because if we just put attention to one apple and we despise the tree will not give us more apples. You see? It's how this works. But if we are faithful in doctrine, means we are faithful to the cross, to the tree, how the tree works. So we will harvest many apples, or many fruits from the tree of life. It's exactly what we said yesterday. So we have to love the cross, to embrace the cross, in order to be able to possess the fruits of the tree. But he who wants to possess the fruits of the tree without loving the cross of the tree, are precisely the modernist Protestant mentality, and the Americanism, and the liberalism. They go for practical things, whatever strengthen them, whatever is useful or efficient. And for the source of it, they are not interested about that. Yes? You see what Americanism means? If I want to make money for investing my time in this, is enough reason to invest my time in these things? No, of course not. Because the doctrine to please God and to be according to God's will is more important than to win a fruit, to have a good consequences of my work, of my good actions. Because we cannot separate my actions from principles, from the faith, from doctrine. This is why we Catholics, we have to live as a children of God, means every minute, every second if possible, we live with reference to God's will, with reference to God's law. Regardless if I lose the fruit, humanly speaking, or I don't have benefits, humanly speaking. It's very important, this, my dear friends. It's very important. This is the main problem, even in tradition. We lose the tree for the apple. It's why people, in general, Catholics, they prefer sacraments and mass and priests than the cross, persecution, to teach the truth, to be faithful to our Lord. It's the tree. This is the cross. Because perhaps we are selfish. We see an apple tree, I don't care about the tree. Someone is going to take care of it. I only am interested in the apple. It's selfishness. Someone who sees an apple tree and cares for everything because it's God's will put water in the apple tree, will take care of it and prune it and give it nourishment to the tree in order to keep having apples. Yes, this is the problem. This is why we have to ask St. Anthony to give us this light. We have to keep studying the doctors of the church, especially St. Thomas Aquinas and Augustine, in order to receive these graces and gifts from God to become a saints. First is doctrine. Don't forget about that. Especially the problem with the SSPX, the faith resistance, the good shepherd, those who make compromises with Rome, those who are seeking for consolation and human reasons to improve the world or to improve their life or to improve family life. They look for human reasons. They don't go to the tree for the solution. They're looking for apples. So let's pay attention to that and ask this grace to be faithful to doctrine in order to get all the treasures and graces of God. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen.